Look at Isaiah chapter 34. Isaiah 34:16. And read, no one of these shall fail, none shall want her meat, for my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them. Seek out, I said here on Friday, when you are poor, look for the scriptures that talk of prosperity. When you are weak, look for the scripture that talk of strength. When you are down, look for the scripture that talk of rise and shine. And when you are poor, look for the scripture that talk of prosperity. Then when you are sick, look for the scripture that says, by his stripes I am healed. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of our peace were laid on him, and by his stripes I am healed. Surely he has borne our grief. Surely he has carried our sorrow. Somebody say amen. Amen. Isaiah said, look for them. Look at it. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read it. No one of these shall fail. Let me hear you say, it will not fail me. When I woke up one night and told Mama, early 70s, sit down, poverty died last night. She said, what does that mean? I said, God told me, every believer in this town who want to buy a land can buy. We discussed for several days what it costs to buy land in those days. Land of 100 by 100, 800 naira, 600 naira. But that was when Odianosan was receiving 10 pounds. 20 naira to buy a land is impossible. But when you read the word of God, the Bible says, seek it, look for, search it. If you look for it, you will find it. It says, the just shall live by faith.
That was what he was in before he got married. He said he wanted to marry. I said, marry.
What does that mean? If I'm justified by his blood, I have right to determine how I want my life to be. I have right to determine when I need son. I have the right from God to say, son, shine.
I want to try another area.
I did a research into the height and weight
6 months
of some of the people that came before us in the Bible. Moses weighed 170 pounds.
You can go.
Jesus weighed 180 pounds.
If God wanted you to do what
he didn't weigh my weight.
Send you to ask me.
Jesus was my height in the natural, my God in creation. But he dealt with elements.
Send you to ask me.
He was a God that had power over every creation. And he taught us to subdue the earth. Aren't you glad that the first thing God said when he made man was subdue the earth? That means the earth shall not have dominion over you. Have dominion. Have dominion. Subdue it.
So he asked me, what should I do? I said, give me.
Sickness will like to rise above you. Do what to eat.
No argument. He went back.
Talk back to me. If you are angry, talk back to me. If you are satisfied, talk back to me. If you are a child of God, talk back to me. Subdue it. Poverty will raise his head. Do what? Fear will raise his head. Do what? Subdue it. Tell fear. Stop. Harassing me. We dealt the whole week of this last week on faith image. A man that has faith image doesn't look at the weather. A man that has faith image withers through weather. Faith is a journey of understanding. God told me to stand. No lion will come here and kill me. God told me to move. No one will push me down. God told me I'm well. Nobody will make me to be sick. God told me I'm blessed. Nobody will curse me. God told me rise up. I will rise and shine. Isn't it amazing that the first law that God gave to man was to subdue everything around him.
4 weeks later, he danced to beneath.
Subdue.
Excuse may have made me a big man.
What is God telling you this morning? Be the master of your situation. Terminate your job, employ yourself. They retire you, refire yourself.
You see, it's you who said it. You told me to go. They called me, no plans, I wasn't ready for it.
I'd like to remind you that what befell you as a child cannot create eternal impediment for the development of your skill and will. In the book of Kings, a little lad or young girl was taken in captivity and taken to the land of Syria. And I'm glad to tell you, the Syria of those days is still the Syria of today. The Syrian army conquered her nation and she was captured. In her capture, he was taken as a slave into a foreign land. In that slavery, she was fortunate to be housed in the leader of the war lord called Naaman. The Bible said she stayed as a house slave girl. Her body was in captivity. Her life was in captivity. There was one part of her that was not in captivity. Her spirit. You can decide where your soul can go. You can decide how joyful you want to be, how sorrowful you want to be, how defeated you want to be, or how successful you want to be. This little girl stayed in captivity for several years. One day, the man that captured her, in whose house she was enslaved, hear me carefully, didn't know that this girl was an observant girl, a girl that has sense of seeing what was happening. One day, this girl, out of concern, bearing in mind that she was captured in body but not captured in soul. And I'm glad to tell you, the slavery of the soul is worse than the slavery of the flesh. She went to the house mistress and said, "Ma'am, there's a prophet in my country that can cure your husband." That is the first time the woman knew that her husband's leprosy was already exposed. Maybe you like to take some notes of what I'm going to say, so you can take your pen. It's a good thing. The days of Jagan Gagong should be over in the church. Take your pen and write. This girl did not use the leprosy as a mark of mockery. She took it as a challenge of defending whom her God is. Knowing that her nation was conquered, but her life was not conquered. And the madam said, "I will tell my husband what you have seen." In several ways, I preach this message, telling you that you can find yourself in an unexpected situation, but your spirit must always be in the expected state. Situation and state of mind are two different things. Your body can be where you never expected, but never you allow your spirit to be in a state of unexpectation, of a state that you didn't expect. Create the environment of expectancy for yourself. Refuse every negative death drum that surrounds you night and day. This girl defeated her slavery by taking her soul from slavery and leaving her body in where she was bounded, but her spirit free. Over 200 years ago, slave trade was so common in this part of the world.
That's the idea we have in those days.
Even last week, did I hear? A woman sold her child in India for $7 to buy food. But after paying for the food, a relation of hers sent her $30 from abroad. And she now went to go and claim the child she sold for $7. And the buyer said no. And out of the fight, give me my child, I will not give you. I paid already, I have my receipt. The police heard. And for the destiny of that slave child that was sold, out of her $30 received, she paid $7 for which she sold her child and $3 interest and recovered the child back. Your destiny is very important this morning. And I want you to consider with me what destiny is. I want to give you some lives of men politically, economically, socially, sport world, and general life. 200 years plus ago, the slave trade in Africa forced parents and fathers to sell their children. And kings gathered these slaves and for a common bottle of gin and wrap of tobacco, children were sold to America, to the Scandinavian nations, to the little Caribbean islands, to South and Latin America. Slaves were taken from here and sent abroad. Slaves in the ship, they turn Idemudia to Edward. In the ship, they turn Osagyato to Samuel. In the ship, they gave them the names of the captors and the buyers. And what they did was, the slave from Benin, the slave from Warri, the slave from Umutu, the slave from Lagos, the slave from Ibadan, the slave from Oyo, were separated so they can lose their language. But there was something not taken from them. Their natural blood was left intact. When they were going, they composed songs on the way. They sang songs that for years and years and years have been the songs of the church and songs of churches. They arrived to their destination. What the slave ones didn't know was that even though they were sold, because they don't know what the Bible said, that you are bought with a price, they saw it as suffering. But they left this nation. They left Nigeria and the African continent. No visa, no passport, no ticket fare, no ship payment, nothing. They were taken and taken from poor, defeated, poor, naturally, culturally, deprived part of the world and taken to a civilized nation like America. And out of the nations of America, the Trinidad, the Tobagos, the Jamaican nations emerged out of the farm land that they dropped these slaves. Jamaica today is a territory under the Caribbean, but nationally an African country. Trinidad, an African country. All the little islands, St. Thomas's, and all the little nations of the islands of the Caribbean, Bahamas, and so on and so on. More than 300 small little countries are all now economically very viable, opened by slaves. When they got there, their hands were loose from chain, their legs were loose from chain, and they agreed to free their feet from chain. Out of that very slave known era, nationalists like Marcus Garvey of Jamaica, who became a prime minister, emerged. Blaise Digny,
emerge.
Casey Hartford, emerge. And civil rights leader like Martin Luther King Jr. of United States, his grandfather died from Edo State here. This may not do you too much good, but I'm telling you, that the name you cannot make in your local environment, God can internationalize you. Today, Martin Luther King has a national day observation in America. National holiday. Why? His mouth was not bound. Martin Luther King emerged. Within the same political circle, not only Martin Luther, Jesse Jackson also emerged from that era. To the glory of God, many high court judges, many Supreme Court judges, among them is one of my friends who was tried and tested in fire less than 10 years ago. Justice Thomas. His grandfather is a slave from this part of the world. But today, he's a judge of the Federal Supreme Court of the United States of America, sitting among other 8 people to take the decision of the destiny of the United States and the world at large. Politically, former slaves who left here have contributed their quota immensely to the political arena of the world. We can name them more than I can list out here, who left here as slaves but refused their brain to be enslaved and did something active with it, and they came out. What of in the field of economy? In the field of economy, large, you are aware that 90% of our petroleum products go to United States every day. 84% to be accurate, to be exact. 84% of our total oil that is drilled every day is sold to America. We can drill oil. We don't know how to make use of it, so we send it to the country that need it. Our oil is helping America to exist. Nigeria, Africa is contributing to the economic development of our generation. Not only that, in the field of agriculture, our cocoas are produced here in sacks and sent back to us as Ovaltine. Our palm oil are sent here in tins and drums and sent back to us as soaps and margarine. We sell them cheap and buy them back expensively. We grow cotton, we don't make materials. We produce sugar cane, we don't produce sugar. But our economic contribution is helping our generation. We are contributing our little quota or our big quota to many parts of our generation. We are no more the slave we used to be. We are now contributors to global economy and global market. And it's time for you to begin to think globally as against your little village of Igobia here. Let us think of social life. Africans have contributed to the cultural development of diversity of nations, and especially to United States and the Americas. In the area of music, for instance, the Caribbean music like calypso, the Jamaican reggae, and the American soul music and dances came from Africa, maybe from Uronigbe and Igwabazuwa. They were taken from there. Olokunu Uronigbe must have been one of those who composed the song, but they took it from curse to blessing. Look at Miriam Makeba. Maybe not far away from Igwobiobo, where she was born. But thank God today she's a world figure. Our nation, our continent, our world has not forgotten the contribution of our people who refuse to remain in the areas of slavery. In the areas of sports and different games, isn't it amazing and surprising that as early as last year, the Olympic game was held in United States, in Atlanta. And do you know that 6 out of every sporting person in America is of African descendant? In the relay, no other race at all. Africans are antelope. They run, ziggy, 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 ziggy. In the area of boxing, what we could not do by brain, we do it by our gloves. Brain was a black man. The man that naturalizes a black man. Your skin is not a deprivation. Your life is not a defeat. The fact that you call yourself black doesn't mean that your eyes are black, your soul is black, your body is black, your spirit is black. Try to whiten yourself. A friend of mine said to me recently, Papa, everywhere I go, they blackmail me. I say, whitemail yourself. Don't allow people's opinion pin you down. Lift above the standard of slavery. And I'm glad to tell you that today, Hakeem Olajuwon from West here is an American citizen by right and one of the best basketball players on earth today. Michael Jordan is the number one basketball highest paid player on earth today, a black man. Kareem, a black man. Magic Johnson, a black man. These are people who didn't have the opportunity you have now. But they are contributing to the Americas and contributing to the United Nations and contributing to their world. And the young, politically, the mayor that ran Atlanta for more than 10 years was a black man. Think of the several black people. Think of Zeke's contribution to political era in this generation. I don't know how you see yourself. Edit your brain from slavery and focus it on success. Begin to think of something good. Begin to think of something you can do with your life. Begin to think of what you can do with your future. Nearly 60 years ago, you have read my life story. I wasn't as opportune as many of you today. I'm not as privileged as Feb, Ruth, Daisy, and Frida, our biological children. I'm not sure my father and my mother conceived me on Vono mattress. I'm not sure, and I know for sure, until we grew up, my mother never slept on iron bed. But they gave birth to me in a most unusual way. Born an inferior from interior, called by a superior God. Today, nearly 60 years ago, you have read my life story. I wasn't as opportune as many of you today. I'm not as privileged as Feb, Ruth, Daisy, and Frida, our biological children. I'm not sure my father and my mother conceived me on Vono mattress. I'm not sure, and I know for sure, until we grew up, my mother never slept on iron bed. But they gave birth to me in a most unusual way. Born an inferior from interior, called by a superior God. Today, the entire sixth major continent know who Benson Idahosa is. My world know whom I am. This generation know whom I am. I have contributed more in the area of religion and Christianity than any other black man ever born. I have traveled more than Tutu. I've visited more nations than Tutu. Tutu is blessed to be politically known, but I'm glad that I'm blessed to be spiritually known. I don't know where you are coming from. Comparing where I came from as a young man in this town, you've heard my story, town without number. I am like Paul. I'm not ashamed to tell you where I'm coming from. When there was no opportunity to go to school by my parents' sponsorship, I pushed truck to go to school. I sold newspapers to go to school. But today, truck and myself, newspaper and myself. What is the difference between you who was born with gold spoon and silver knife and eating with pigs, and me who was born among pigs and eating with gold spoon? One must have changed his mind. The Bible says, conform not to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind this morning. I have said all this, I have said to tell you, your destiny is going to have a new beginning. Your life is going to have a new start. God has a program for your life, and you can change your destiny. In the book of Daniel chapter 6, which I want to read briefly, I want you to listen. Daniel was a man captured in slavery. The Bible says in verse 1, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that a prince might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the kingdom, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. An excellent spirit. Stand up and say that with me. The spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And the spirit of God is an excellent spirit. The spirit of God upon me is an excellent spirit. Say it louder. The spirit of God is upon me. The spirit of God upon me is excellent spirit. Touch your forehead. An excellent spirit is upon me. The spirit of God upon me is an excellent one. Remove your hand and look at me. Here is Daniel in the land of slavery. Selection was done by choice of the best in the nation. Of the 120 provinces, princes were rulers. Daniel, that came from slavery background, was among those that was selected. And the Bible says, out of the 120 princes, three presidents were selected. And of the three, somebody shout hallelujah. One was preferred above the rest. Oh, today God is selecting people. It's your turn to be selected above the rest. It's your turn to be made a somebody out of a nobody. God has a plan for your life. God has a future for your family. You can as well become the Joseph that God has prepared. That through you, your family destiny will be changed. Don't religiously relegate yourself. Don't let the things of this world clamor your brain. Don't allow yourself to be chained down and bogged down and tied down and hewed down because you think your family didn't make it, you cannot make it. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has not changed. He took Joseph from the pit. He sent him to the palace. In the palace, he made him the governor of the nation. He was brought into captivity as the governor general and the central bank signatory, the first man to sign the check in Egypt. His picture was in their currency, though, Joseph of the Jews, but governor of the nation. It is no secret what God can do. I don't know where you are coming from, but I know where you are going. And he who holds your hand has never failed anyone before. It's your turn for your star to shine. Stop talking about your failure. Stop talking about your past. Thank God for the song the choir sang. Where you are coming from, it's not as important as where you are going. If I had looked at my life from where I started, I wouldn't walk in the street of Benin. Most of the women I carry plantain for, from Upper Market, from Agbado Market. Isiwa Market wasn't there then. New Benin Market wasn't there then. The people I helped to sell their wares, they are today looking at me as an amazing wonder. Why? I turned my head around. Why? I changed my mind. Every man or woman that succeeded in the Bible had a change of mind. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? When God molds your life, people don't care where you are coming from. They want to know where you are now. Are you ashamed of your background? No. Once you become Awo, nobody know you are born in Ikene. Once you become Z, nobody know you are born in Onitsha. You become a figure of your continent. Try to change your mind today, and God will change your future. Amen. Put your right hand on your chest. Holy Spirit, you told me last night to challenge them to new belief. That only themselves can free themselves from slavery. Oh God, how excellent is thy name. How excellent is your name. When Daniel was captured, he never knew he was going to a place to reign. Lord God, how we find ourselves where we are now, we don't know. But we know you who hold our hands. Lift your right hand up. Oh, to Jesus
I surrender, oh, to him I pray. Surrender it one more time. I surrender.
Spirit, our El Shaddai, our Prince of Peace, our King of Glory. Let's lift our hand before God. Whosoever you are, wherever you are, raise your two hands. Take these hands, O God. Give us new direction. Give us new direction. Even if we are going the wrong way, bring us back to the right path. Help us to follow your way. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord. We give you this hand not to withdraw it from you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put your hands down.
You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it.
I know I can stand.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Make on my way. My life is in your hands. Let's sing it together now.
You don't have to worry.
And don't you be afraid.
And don't you be afraid.
Joy comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
Troubles, they don't last always. Know that there is a friend.
For there's a friend in Jesus
who will wipe your tears away.
Who will wipe your tears away.
If your heart is broken.
And if your heart is broken.
Be a witness and lift your hands and say,
just lift your hands and say,
I know.
Oh, I know that I can make it.
I know I can stand.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Make on my way.
Jesus, my life is in your hands.
Be with us and say, with Jesus.
With Jesus, I can take
it. Oh, hallelujah. With him, I know.
With him, I know I can stand.
No matter what may come. Oh, hallelujah.
Take on my way.
My life is in your
hand. My life is in your hand.
When times are trials.
And in your times of trials.
They seem to get you down. When all your friends and loved ones.
And all your friends and loved ones.
Are nowhere to be found.
I know where to be
just
found.
Remember,
there's a friend in Jesus.
Who will wipe your tears?
Who will wipe your tears away?
Listen, if your heart
and if your heart is broken,
be a witness. Lift your hands and say,
just lift your hands
I know,
and say,
I know I can make it.
Oh, I know that I can make it.
Oh, hallelujah. I know I can stand.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what may come.
No matter what.
Just be a witness.
Come my way.
My life is in your hands. Say
with Jesus I can take it.
With him I know I can.
With him I know I can stand.
No matter what.
No matter what. Make on my way.
Say my life
is in your hands.
And say I know I can make it. I know
that I can make it.
Oh hallelujah to them.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what, my life
may come my way.
My life is in your hands.
With Jesus, I can take it.
Oh, glory to God. With him, I know I can.
With him, I know I can stand.
No matter what,
may come my way.
My life is in your hands.
until I know I can dance.
No matter what,
no matter what,
they come
my way. With him I know I can say,
no matter what,
my life
comes my way.
My life is in your hands.
With Jesus, I can take it.
Tell me and be no witnesses.
With him I know I can say,
no matter what, they come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in your hands.
My life is in your hands. Oh, hallelujah. My life is in your hands. Oh, thank you, God.
My life is in your hands. My life is in your
hands. My life is in your hands.
My life is in your hands.
Oh, I will help you. In times of trouble, in times of trial, I will always
help you. My life is in your hands.
No matter what.
My life is in your hands.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Redemption Hour comes to you from the Church of God Mission International, Incorporated, Benin City, Nigeria. For further details, prayers, and counseling, write Bishop Margaret Idahoso, Box 60, or PMB 1314, Benin City, Nigeria.